T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Man critically injured in shooting in South Wichita. We've got the story.
More information on fatal shooting of a Wichita teen. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
A Kansas water park operator promises to fight charges aggressively. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A slow-moving trough of low pressure is off to our west. It will continue to give us some clouds and a few rain chances off and on today. Our complete forecast is on the way.
A man was reported in critical condition following a shooting in South Wichita Monday night. Police say the shooting occurred on South St. Paul. The injured man drove to 31st and Meridian and alerted a police officer who had made a traffic stop. There are indications this may have been the result of a drug deal gone bad. A man was shot during an afternoon robbery near downtown Wichita in the 500 block of West Central. Police say a 26-year-old man shot in the knee. He told officers the suspect took a number of his personal items. A suspect description was not made available. The case remains under investigation.
And police are looking into Wichita's 10th homicide case in the first 12 weeks of the year. Officer Paul Cruz says a teenager was shot and killed early Sunday near Lincoln and Oliver.
Officers responded to a shots fired call in the area of 800 South Pershing. When officers arrived, they did locate a 17-year-old male victim in the backyard, deceased from multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was an active runaway in our system and had been seen at our residence in the area.
There was some sort of an altercation between the victim and another person. Investigators continue to search for more information and a suspect.
Construction continues on the River Vista Apartments at First and McLean on the west bank of the Arkansas River near downtown Wichita. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News it's a big part of development of that river corridor.
I love the riverfront improvements that will eventually include McLean Park that no one ever knows about. But it will be a really nice park right there that's been there for a long time. We're going to build a place for the floating stage to come down and have kind of an amphitheater feel to that park.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A Kansas water parks operator says it will open again as scheduled this spring and aggressively contest criminal charges arising from a boy's death on a giant slide.
Schlitterbahn Water Parks and Resorts said in a statement Monday that a grand jury indictment's allegation that the 2016 accident was foreseeable is, quote, beyond the pale of speculation. The company also promised to respond to the allegations in the indictment point by point in the coming weeks. A Wyandotte County grand jury indicted the Schlitterbahn Park in Kansas City, Kansas, and former executive Tyler Miles on 20 felony charges. The charges include involuntary manslaughter and the death of 10-year-old Caleb Schwab in August of 2016. He was decapitated on a waterslide touted as the world's largest. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Suspicious packages have been found on at least 4 military bases in the Washington, D.C. area.
Fort McNair, Fort Belvoir, Joint Base Anacostia-Bowling, and the Naval Support Facility Dahlgren all reporting they had gotten suspicious packages. All 4 of those packages have been deemed safe now, but the one that was received at Fort McNair did test positive for black powder and residue. Those packages checked over by the FBI, Secret Service, hazmat crews, and an explosive ordnance disposal unit. Monday's packages come after 11 people got sick when an envelope containing an unknown substance was opened at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall in Virginia in February. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Despite President Trump's recent kind words for Russian President Vladimir Putin, his administration is kicking out 60 Russian spies and diplomats in New York and Washington.
The Trump administration coming down hard on Russia and its embassy in the U.S. In retaliation for a nerve agent attack in England that critically injured a former Russian spy and his daughter earlier this month. The U.S. is one of at least 18 countries expelling more than 100 Russian diplomats and suspected spies. The U.S. has also called for Russia to close its consulate in Seattle by next Monday. That consulate is thought to be a center of Russian intelligence operations. The Russian embassy in Washington responded with a Twitter poll, asking followers what U.S. consulate they would close in Russia if it was up to them to decide. A cheeky response, but some outside experts say the message has still been received.
In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Soccer baseball on tap for this afternoon on the road, and a Kansas native back in the winner's circle in one sport. We'll tell you who that is coming up in sports.
Uber is no longer allowed to test driverless cars in Arizona. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. An attempt to legalize medical marijuana was shot down by the Kansas House Monday. Lawmakers spent more than an hour debating an amendment to allow the use of medical marijuana. The amendment was offered on a bill to legalize the sale and production of hemp-based products like CBD oils that contain THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. Representative Vic Miller, Democrat from Topeka, supported the amendment.
There is no reason, no reason we shouldn't let our doctors have available to them all that they should.
The amendment failed on a 54-69 vote. The underlying bill to legalize CBD oils advanced to a final action vote, which is scheduled for today.
Uber is no longer allowed to test driverless cars in Arizona.
Governor Doug Ducey sent a letter to Uber saying no more self-driving car testing in his state, not after the accident last week in which a woman jaywalking near Arizona State University in Tempe was killed. Video from inside the Uber appears to show the driver looking down or away when the car struck Elaine Hertzberg. The New York Times obtained company documents recently that they say exposed flaws in Uber's driverless car program. The technology apparently has trouble in construction zones and next to taller vehicles like big rigs. Governor Ducey, who had welcomed Uber and its driverless testing program, now says the accident shows a failure to comply with the expectation that public safety is their top priority. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The bride wore white, the groom wore bark, as a Florida woman married a tree.
Karen Cooper has married an imposing 100-year-old Indian laurel fiscus tree in the Snell Family Park of Fort Myers. Cooper is trying to save the tree from being cut down. It's well known in the area. Many newlyweds pose in front of the tree on their wedding day. Someone who is thinking about buying an adjoining lot is concerned about the liability should the tree topple onto his new property. And that's why the city of Fort Myers is considering sending it to the chopping block, but Cooper and her friends say leave the tree alone. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11. So many puns.
We just don't have time.
7:11, Jed.
And in traffic, you're going to want to continue avoiding the area. 159th East and Central, Andover. We have a traffic accident there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Yay, good morning. Hopefully you guys are off to a good start. It is kind of just a damn dreary, raw start to this Tuesday, and nothing's really going to change either, but at least it comes with a chance of rain. Taking a look at our radar, actually, we do have a nice little batch of light rain showers that's going to stream on through over the next couple of hours. If you get underneath this and you're out driving around, it's just really going to be enough to just do the windshield wipers on low, maybe even hear a rumble of thunder on top of that, but your meaningful moisture is easily going to be across southeast Kansas for today. Get started for that current temperature out of the airport. It is 43 degrees. We've got a brutal wind from the north. That's just a cold breeze, 18 miles per hour. It's going to make it feel like it's only 35, and really nothing's going to change for the afternoon. Looking for hit and miss showers, really more on the miss side of things, but hey, at the end of the day, if you get underneath one of these, it definitely all stacks up, considering how dry it's been lately, and will definitely help with our drought situation. Calling for a high today of 49, so we're at 43 now. We're really not going to move all that much, but as we go through the later part of the day, you'll definitely feel less wind, so that'll be nice. It's just kind of a raw morning overall, but you know, as I mentioned before, it comes along with a nice price of rain.
Seeing a lot of rain down to the south in the northern part of Oklahoma this morning, right?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, they've got rain that's driving from Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri to the Ohio Valley. And it's really, that's a nice soaking rain, some embedded thunderstorms on top of that. They've actually got flash flood watches on top of that because it just continues to work over the same areas over and over and over. Mm. And I was saying earlier on our show, if only that little stream of moisture was about 100 to 200 miles to the west, we'd be sitting on that, and I think all of us would definitely take all that, but that's just not the case. We're just kind of getting the leftover moistures that can get over into our area.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker Forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS, and a lot of controversy over the Russians. And apparently trying to assassinate people in Europe, and you know, a lot of countries banding together to kick their diplomats, Russian diplomats, out of their countries, including the U.S. This morning we've got Fox News Radio's John Decker with us from the White House. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. And it's kind of hard to tell who's a spy and who's not. I mean, they just kind of just throwing everybody out of a couple of embassies, huh?
Well, the numbers are in the dozens. We're talking about Russian diplomats, but the U.S. claims that these diplomats who had diplomatic immunity were actually spies operating in this country. And in addition to that sanction placed upon Russia, the U.S. also announced that it is closing the Russian consulate, which is in Seattle, Washington. And as you mentioned, the U.S. is not acting alone. More than two dozen countries, mostly European countries, Australia is the latest one, to announce that they too are kicking out Russian diplomats from their country. And the reason being is because of this poison attack, which occurred on British soil of a former Russian spy. The U.S. says Russia was behind that poison attack.
When we look at the story out of Seattle, and I'm thinking, okay, why Seattle? And very close proximity, of course, to aerospace and Boeing up there, I guess, right?
Well, that's right. That's the reason why the consulate that the Russians had in Seattle, Washington, was ordered shut down because of its proximity to a sub base, a submarine base mm-hmm. the U.S. has out there on the West Coast. And as you mentioned, the proximity to a major U.S. defense contractor, Boeing. So what's Russia going to do in retaliation? They say there will be retaliation. One idea that's being mentioned by Russia is closing the U.S. consulate based in St. Petersburg, Russia, and also kicking out some U.S. diplomats out of Russia as well.
Some of us were raised on James Bond movies, and of course that was our impression of a spy, but and it was all fantasy or much of it, but we do know that from time to time, intelligence operatives around the world can do some nasty business to people, and this is an example, this thing with this attack in Great Britain.
Well, that's right, and it's not an allegation that the U.S. is pointing its finger at Russia. They are saying that Russia indeed was behind this poison attack. And that's scary stuff. You mentioned, you know, James Bond, the Cold War. This stuff is still happening. And if you are a former Russian spy, and there are people who fall under that category that live right here in the United States, I would be very concerned after what happened in Great Britain. If it can happen there, it can happen here.
And not only that, but the recent attack of the North Korean stepbrother or something, the dictator stepbrother was attacked in an airport. This could happen anywhere, I guess.
This could happen anywhere. That's right. And this is a powerful message that the U.S. and other countries are sending to Russia. You know, will Russia get the message? Hard to say. You know, Vladimir Putin feels emboldened, just reelected to another 6-year term as president of Russia. The president, by the way, did not bring up the Russia attack during his phone conversation with Vladimir Putin that he had last week. I don't know why. That certainly was an opportunity for the president to bring this up. But the U.S. is certainly acting in response to what happened on British soil just a few weeks ago.
John, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's John Decker reporting from Washington on this business involving spies, diplomats being tossed out of country. Yes, the intelligence
international intelligence can be nasty at times, and James Bond, you know, is based on actual spies and how they work. So we thought in the Cold War, after the Cold War, it'd be pretty much a past thing. And, you know, when we were growing up watching those James Bond movies, they weren't really. They were against the Russians in one. Then they were against this crime group called Spectre, and they had the little. They had this little briefcase that had all the things in it, and then he had a shoe with a transmitter in it. But it's in the real world. This stuff happens now and then. People do get assassinated.
You bet it does.
And this is a perfect example of it. 7:18 now. Steve and Ted here on a Tuesday morning, and. Ted Woodward Sports this morning talking about leading off with what? Shocker baseball, right, sir?
Yep. Baseball week begins for the Shocks. 4 road games this week, starting out today as the 18th-ranked Shockers are in Conway, Arkansas, taking on Central Arkansas this afternoon. Shockers are on a 5-game winning streak right now, and Shocks are off to their best start in a decade with an overall record of 17-4. That game starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll join it in progress at 2 o'clock with Mike Kennedy and Shane Dennis on the call right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Shocks go for their 6th win in a row. NASCAR racing, it got snowed out over the weekend in Martinsville, Virginia, so they had to race yesterday, and that turned out to be a good thing for Kansas native Clint Bowyer, who got the win. He had gone 190 starts without a win. 5.5 years until he got the win yesterday in Martinsville. Nicely done for Clint Bowyer. In fact, the last 4 years combined, he had only led 145 laps. He led 215 laps just yesterday alone to get that win. First career win at Martinsville, his 9th career win in the NASCAR circuit. Nicely done for Clint Bowyer with that win. He's now moves up one more spot. Clint is in 8th place in the overall standings after the win yesterday in Martinsville. Pro basketball. The Boston Celtics go into Phoenix last night and beat the Suns 102-94. Coming off the bench for the Celtics as the 6th man, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris had 20 points, and that's without even playing the entire 4th quarter. He re-injured a sprained right ankle and did not play in the 4th quarter last night. Reaction afterwards from Marcus Morris.
I was just sore. X-rays came back negative, so, you know, everything's good. Just same ankle I twisted last game, so it's just, you know, like a re-aggravation.
Celtics have won 4 in a row, still holding on to that number 2 spot in the Eastern Conference with the regular season winding down. Speaking of the Kansas Jayhawks, Steve, it was 30 years ago today, that huge matchup in the Elite Eight in Pontiac, Michigan between Kansas and Kansas State, with the winner going to the Final Four. And number 6 seed Kansas won that game over number 4 seed K-State. 71-58 was the final score. I was in college. I was at a party that night, and I remember no one in Indiana cared about KU K-State except me. I was riveted. That was a interesting matchup between the two in-state rivals, with the winner going to the Final Four. That was 30 years ago on this night.
Wow.
At Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. The top 15 Democratic presidential hopefuls. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.